it seems to me that the issue of the internet and safety from the internet is which the Rabbonim at the Asifa and the Gedol Yisrael said that if a person doesn't need it, he shouldn't have it, and if he needs it for his business, he should get a filter. The whole thing is an idiom of Yerushalayim. If we're Elach Eden, we try to be Elach Eden, we strive to be Elach Eden. So this is another phase of our trying to be Elach Eden. The Torah says, "Lesavasho gedi b'chalev imoy." You should not cook meat and milk together. And if you do, you're not allowed to cook it. And if you did cook it, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat meat cooked in milk. What happens if you soak meat in milk for 24 hours? We have a cloud of kovash kumogushal. If you soak it, it's like you've cooked it. The Torah still permits it. You have to eat the meat. You have to eat the milk. The Chacham said it's awesome. But not only that, it was not there for 24 hours. And you just dipped the meat into the milk. And you want to, the Chacham said, you can't eat it. This meat with the milk on it, you're not eating it, even though no tourists would. But not only that, the Chacham said that after you've eaten meat, you can't eat the milk right away. The minhag is to wait, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, to wait 6 hours between meat and milk. Why? Because if it shouldn't look like eating it together. And if you're eating it together, you might come to, by mistake, to cook it and eat them together too. Now, you have to wait 6 hours. There are different opinions. Why? Some say because there's meat stuck in your teeth and it's considered meat for 6 hours. Some say because the feeling of the meat is still in your stomach. If you speak to someone who ate salami, for 6 hours after he ate the salami, you can still tell that he ate salami. So mashach tam. But what happens if you would eat soup that there's no tea, it's clear soup that had was meat in it? That you didn't eat the meat, just ate the soup, so there's no basar v'nei shnayim. It's also, you have to eat 6 hours. If you chew meat, in former times they have grinders for a child to be able to eat the meat, and you give it to the child, you didn't swallow it, it's also. What happens if you taste soup? You don't to see if it's too hot or too cold for your child. There's no basar v'nei shnayim. There's a clear soup. There's no mashach tam. You didn't eat it. The Prima Bible says, Yisrael Kadoshim Nagim Ba'isa. We're Nagim Ba'isa, even though the, none of the reasons apply. If you, after you eat chicken, the Torah says you're allowed to eat meat right away. You can cook a chicken with meat. You can eat the chicken cooked in milk. I mean, it's because the Torah says, B'chalev imay. You don't have to cook it in the milk of his mother, but chickens don't give milk. So the mother of a chicken doesn't have any milk, so it's permitted. The Chacham come along and said, no, it's also because it gets mixed up with meat. They sell both of them in a butcher store. It's a type of meat. So Chacham said, it's also. So if you eat chicken soup, you taste chicken soup. The Prima Gaon says, you have to wait 6 hours. So look at this chumrah. It's one chumrah on top of the other chumrah. The chicken to the meat. And the meat, you're not, you ate it by itself. And you can't eat milk for another 6 hours afterwards. Even if you didn't even eat it, just tasted it. And that's all also because maybe you'll eat them cooked together. So you see how the chachamim were worried that maybe a person will come to an issa deraisa, that they made all these Harchakas. All these inyanim to defend a person, to help him, that he should not come to Misadraisa. Now the Torah says that if you do an Avera B'Shaygeik, you put on a light by mistake when you walked into the room, you forgot it was Shabbos, so it's a Shaygeik, so you're Mechuyev Karban. But why is it his fault? He forgot it was Shabbos, so he didn't do anything intentional. You shouldn't have forgotten. It's considered that you did something wrong. The Ramban says that when he's Mechuyev Chatas, and you shech the animal, that the person should think, I really should be the one that was shechted. But the Ramban Shai Rahman is for me, since I didn't do it intentionally, and shechted the behemoth instead of me. So what should you have done? When you have these high tension wires, they're on steel structures. So if these steel structures, they stand, they're on the ground. There's usually a fence around them and says danger, high voltage. There's a lock on the gate that goes into this. So you shouldn't touch the steel structure. What would happen if you would touch a steel structure? Nothing, because all the wires are on insulators. But maybe insulator won't work, it'll break if it rains, maybe. So they're chashish that maybe it'll touch the steel tower. So put a sign on the steel tower. Danger, high voltage. No, not good enough. We've got to make a fence around it with a lock. Maybe someone won't notice the sign, whatever. And what happens if you will touch the tower? Probably nothing will happen to you, because the tower is grounded and the electricity will go straight into the ground. It's a shmirah. So over here, in case the person might get hurt, so they make all these shmirahs. Maybe it's required by law to make these shmirahs. So a person should make the same shmirah that he's not Mechal Shabbos. He should make sure if he's worried that he might forget it's Shabbos, put up a sign, put something over the switch that you shouldn't put it on, that you shouldn't put on Shabbos. The Torah requires this from us. So the Torah says it's not that you didn't intend to be over the, so you get away with it. You don't get away with it. You've got to bring a carbon. So over here, this is what we're dealing over here with this internet. We are mechuyev to make every shmirah that is possible that we should not be nechshal in avera. Even though, what are the chances that if a person would eat meat and eat milk afterwards, it's going to come to eat them when they're cooked together? It doesn't matter. The Chum said, we have to be worried that even in such a case, maybe it'll come to something wrong. So we have this internet, which has this possibility of causing people to do wrong things. We have to make a shmirah. Whatever shmirah is possible, that it shouldn't happen. And if we don't make the shmirah, we don't get away scot-free. Even though we may be a shaygeik, we have to bring a carbon. And sometimes it's not a shaygeik. We have to be worried that maybe it's not a shaygeik. And we find that in the former times, the Kaisel was very careful about this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Kuvtesan obeys that Ein Ben Peles, his wife, saved him that he didn't get killed together with Korach and his people. Even though he was part of them, as it says in the Torah, V'dasam Avirom Ein Ben Peles v'nei Ruvain, that he was part of them. So his wife said to him, the Gemara says his wife saved him. How did his wife save him? That she said to him, why are you getting involved over here? If Moshe is right, so I will be the Kohen Gadol. If Korach is right, so Korach is going to be the Kohen Gadol. You're not going to have anything anyway. So why are you getting involved? So he says, look, I swore to them that if they come and they want me, then I'm going to go with them. So she said, leave it up to me. So the Gemara says that she gave him wine to drink and let him sleep. And she sat on the door of her house, of the tent, and she uncovered her hair. So the Gemara says, when someone came to get in the palace, and he saw there was a woman there with her hair uncovered, right away, he backed off. He wouldn't go near his house. So here we're talking about people that were fighting with Moshe and Aaron. They were about Soisam al Hashem. They were willing to fight with the Ribbono Shel Olam. They were willing to bring a carbon, machtos eilav and avshosam. They were willing to do all kol davasa. But to get near a woman who has her hair uncovered, couldn't they say to her, maybe you can call out your husband? No, they want to get near her, the Gemara says. Right away they went back. They wouldn't go near such a house. So you see how careful they were about these inyanim, even though the other inyanim were not so careful about. So therefore, it is very important for us to make every shmirah that it is possible, even to wait 6 hours. Whatever, you're going to wait 6 hours between one time that you use it with a filter and the other, whatever you have to do. Whatever is necessary to do to make a shmirah over here is the right thing to do and is a chiyuv for us to do. And we don't have an excuse that it popped up by itself and it wasn't really my fault. A person is mechuyav to make a shmirah that it should not be a shagig either. So last time when we had this meeting, Rabbi Lapiansky, the Rosh Hashiva of the yeshiva in Greater Washington, he was kind enough to come and speak to us, but for technical reasons, he was in the middle of his drasha. He was stopped and could not continue because he wasn't allowed to continue. He wanted to continue, and he has been kind enough to come again over here to speak about this inyan, to be mechazek us in this inyan, and it will be covered for us to hear from Harav Lapiansky. Thank you.